Thanks, Jacob. Fascinating. Hugh Copperswick, Coastal Enterprises, is going to bring us an update on the Seascall initiative.
Thanks, Chris. One of the benefits of being able to deliver these updates is that it's very subjective to who's standing up here and what's exciting in recent times. Sea scallops are a pretty exciting opportunity for folks here in the state of Maine. There's been interest in this resource for over 20 years now, and in the last 4 or 5 years, we're really seeing some real development in this opportunity. One of the things we conducted in 2018 was an economic assessment of the opportunity for farm scallops in Maine. So this report is now out. It's been out for about a year now. It's available, and as Dana Morse was describing, a SWOT analysis that was part of this market assessment, and the results are actually quite encouraging. If we can get past some of the costs and expenses of doing testing for a safe product. Another development in the last year is part of the iBook curriculum that Chris Davis mentioned earlier, that's part of the Shared Waters Training Program. This year we've assembled a scallop farming module, which is now a digital product based quite a bit on Japanese techniques that are now being implemented here in the state of Maine. Dana Morse was very helpful to myself to put this together, as well as Annie Langston and Chris Davis making it available. Just some of the gear efforts in recent years, you know, just seeing the advancement of the gear types that are being used now in the state of Maine for scallops. Bottom cages were sort of a lot of what people were doing for further grow out beyond spat collection until the last couple of years. We're now seeing suspended culture happening with lantern nets and pearl nets and the ear hanging technique. And I just point to this on the lower right, where Hamilton Marine has actually started carrying lantern nets. 2 years ago, you could not purchase a lantern net in the state of Maine. So it's great to see a business like that, you know, make that opportunity available to growers in Maine. Also worth pointing out is some work at the Down East Institute and Mook Sea Farm pursuing efforts to help produce scallop spat, because right now the entirety of Maine's scallop industry, farmed industry, is relying on spat collection, and it's been that way for 20 years now. So having some of the experts here in the state who run hatcheries and produce seed product, knowing that they're interested in this product and pushing the envelope to try to make it available in the future is really exciting. And if we want to see this industry grow, it's an important step that needs to happen. Just a word about some of the equipment now in Maine. There's again, based on this international tech transfer with Aomori Japan, we have some pretty highly specialized scallop farming gear now in the state of Maine. The top left is a grader. There are now two of these grading machines in Maine. In the middle is Nate Perry with Pine Point Oyster operating a drilling machine for the ear hanging technique. There are now two of these drills in the state of Maine. And the washer on the lower left-hand corner is for controlling biofouling on farm-raised scallops. And as of last week, there's now a second washer here in the state of Maine. And I've heard there's an effort to get a lantern net washer in Maine. So this is all in the last 3 years. It's pretty exciting to see this kind of technology made available to us and the opportunity to really sort of ramp up production. I think it's also worth noting is the Northeast Fisheries Science Center in Milford, Connecticut, has shown interest in the scallop activities going on in Maine. We hosted a panel last fall, I guess it was, where some of the visiting scientists have been to Maine a few times. They can't physically work on sea scallops in Connecticut where they are because of water chemistry and water temperature. But just knowing that they're interested in a resource and wanting to help is great. I've personally been working on some ear hanging work with a couple companies, Bangs Island Mussel, Pine Point Oyster, and Penn Bay Scallop Company, using the washer. And just pointing out that this hard biofouling is still one of the number one challenges we're facing. So I think the real trick to that is getting into deeper water with scallop culture. So you get out of the light zone in the top 30 or so feet. That's really where a lot of the fouling is happening. So this summer we'll be working with a farm in a much deeper deeper water site, and I think we'll be able to see how ear hanging specifically holds promise for Maine if we can get ahead of the fouling. Last slide, Dana, did you want to just mention the biotoxin, some of the work you've been doing?
Sure.
Do you mind? This is not an area of my expertise, but it's critically important to this growth of this industry.
Thanks. So real quickly, on your left is a female scallop, on your right is a male. The big white part in the middle is the meat, which is the part that we usually eat. With growers wanting to sell the whole thing, it becomes really important to test them for the presence of domoic acid and saxitoxin. These cause ASP and PSP. The saxitoxin and domoic acid resides in other tissues, not the meat. So we've been working with the Maine Department of Marine Resources, the producers, Bigelow Laboratory to provide some services for growers to get their scallops tested. And there's some more stuff coming along in the future for this, which is still early days yet. But the ability, both regulatorily and technically and logistically, to get this testing done is going to be right at the center of need, important areas for continued sale of live scallops.
Great. Thank you. I think that was the last slide. And this is just worth pointing out. This is some of the product produced by Marsden and Bob Brewer up in Stonington. Just a superior product that they're putting out, and I think it's worth highlighting that, you know, they're making this happen, and it hasn't happened overnight, but it's worth pointing out. Thank you.